Welcome to another exciting episode of Life in Bali, a presentation of Kyuk Audio, a project of Kyuk Archives. I'm DC Poobah of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives here in Sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita and Feline Cuchita and my noisy, crackling, crunching rattan chair every time I shift my weight or get expressive. But without dear lovely Katrinka, and maybe you can hear the neighbor's dog barking there, I haven't closed anything up. Because it's life in Bali. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable and able to get out all you want while following the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. Today we're going to have a phone chat with Made Dharmayasa. He's our visa agent, and he's going to tell a little bit about his life. And Made comes in at 27 minutes and 8 seconds. Let's have a virus report. Let me see where it's at right now. Out of a population of about 4,200,000. There are 1,369 reported positive cases and 11 deaths. So it's expanded, but it hadn't shot up. It had a pretty big increase. I mean, it increased so little for so long, so it had a pretty big increase there for a couple of weeks. So we'll see what happens. It's still pretty closed up. I mean, the main thing is, of course, it's closed to tourists, and for me, that the beach is closed. But it's good for concentrating on work, and stores are, enough stores and places are open for business. Like, for instance, tomorrow, I called up Nyoman just now. Well, I just sent him an SMS, and he called back. And I asked him if he could pick me up at 11 to go to Dapur Prima. That's First Kitchen downtown. And I'm going to get some jars. I want to get a nut cutter, too. We're making muesli here. Our Pambantu, our housekeeper, is making muesli here. And hopefully it'll cover... It'll help her and her family get by. People love our muesli. Katrinka really perfected it. We'd give it away to, you know, Brits and Europeans and some Americans as gifts who really liked muesli. Well, they flipped out over it because it's very high quality. While Katrinka's been in America, I've elaborated on it, and now it has. Right now, I want to try doing 50% nuts and dried fruit, and I'm going to get the nut cutter tomorrow so we can add almonds, because I don't see any sliced almonds, and anyway, it'd be cheaper just to buy them and chop them up. So cashews, almonds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, golden raisins, because they're soft. They're more expensive than the dark ones, but they're a lot softer. Apricot, dried apricot, you know, cut into small pieces. Not figs. You could do figs, but not figs. Dates, cut into very small pieces. And coconut, dried coconut flakes. So that would be about half of it. So it's, you know, it's really rich. And there's a local store that said they'll sell it. We'll see if on Facebook it'll be available. We'll see if anybody's interested. But I'm paying people who aren't doing anything and who don't have an income, and I'm paying our housekeeper double, at least that, triple what a normal salary would be for what she's working here. But, you know, people have to get by, and it's our responsibility to help each other. So we'll see how that works. On the weather side of things, it is great. This is the best time of year here as far as I'm concerned. Of course, I love it when it rains. I always say that's the best time of year. It's nice when it's hot and sunny. To me, it never gets that hot here. You know, not like summers in Texas. And we live near the ocean, so that takes a lot of edge off it. But, you know, we're in the southern hemisphere, so it's, you know, cooler in this part of the year. We don't say winter here. They don't use seasons. They have rainy season and dry season. But it's so nice. It's like windy and really pleasant weather, you know, like from now on into September. And it has been for a while. July and August are the best months here. And, oh my gosh, the kites. Kites are a big thing here. Neighborhoods make giant kites for events and competition. And we live right by Kite Central, where the big kite festival, I mean, we live a 10-minute walk from it. 15, if you take your time, from where it is. Right, it's right on the beach in a big field right by the beach. And there's other events there, like, you know, concerts and, you know, all-day events for different things. But there'll be these competitive kite things going on. These are giant kites. Like I said, neighborhoods have kites. And it's a boys' thing here. It's a men's thing, but young men, teenage boys and young men in the neighborhood will come out, and they'll have to bring the kite in a truck and assemble it there. It might be 20 feet long. It might be longer, and there's different forms, and you know they'll just fly them. In the competition, there'll be like a dozen go up or something, and from different neighborhoods, you know, and they'll be up there, not so high during the competition, pretty high, but not like now where they're way up there, and they have to fly in certain patterns, and it's like. It's like syncopated swimming is what it reminds me of, the Olympic thing. Or it's like some sort of dance. They're sort of dancing, and they're graded in all sorts of ways. There's names for the different moves and the different types of kites. There's the frog kite and the butterfly kite. And I'll get somebody on here who knows about the whole kite trip. There was one kite competition going on down there a few years ago, and I talked to a woman from Texas who had brought her kite from Texas for it, and it's big. It was big, you know. I mean, she couldn't do it by herself. I mean, they'll have like, you know, 10 guys on the rope on some of these things. Rope, they're cords. They're really strong, very narrow, like nylon or something cord. But like right now, right now it's dark, but earlier, you know, I went outside and I was swimming at a local place where they don't have any guests, a very nice place. And so the owner's a friend. He owns the Power of Now Yoga down on the beach, and he owns this place called the Colonial House here, which is really nice. And so I can just go swimming there anytime I want, and I can bring Bondi, and she can run around inside. And although I like to keep her in the area where I am, that it can be closed off. And so I swim. You know, I just swim. I don't hang out. I swim laps back and forth. Pretty nice sized pool. He's got two of them. This one, it has so little chlorine, you can't tell there's anything in it. And I've never been in a pool out here that's like pools in America where there's so much chlorine, you know, about to, you know, that hurts your eyes. But his other pool is salt water, and there's a lot of salt water pools around here. But I like this one because it's longer. So anyway, I'm in it, and I swim. Each way I swim about 5 strokes in my back, and then I turn over and swim, you know, the Australian crawl to the end, and then I push back. And when I'm on my back going there, I look up, and there's more kites than I can count in the sky. I mean, there's, you know, how many? I don't know, 50. And they're beautiful. They're all, now, these aren't the giant ones. I mean, some of them might be, you know, 6-8 feet or something, but there'll be smaller ones, 4 feet. But, you know, grown men fly kites, and it tends to be young men, but not necessarily. And little kids, they have trainer kites. It is really a thing here. I don't know where it came from. Maybe we'll get somebody on that can tell you about that. Oh, so I'm going to tell you something about Bondi. Bondi, our dogette, right? Bondita, but we call her Bondi. So she's in there with me, and they painted the door so I didn't close it all the way, and then the wind blew it open, but that didn't matter. She would run out and run back in. I mean, there's just a whole other area in there, and it's got grass and beautiful trees and stuff in that pool. And so there's plenty of places in where I am to run around for a look, you know, little gardens and things, and go behind the bell. There's room there for three different groups of guests, like three different couples or whatever. Right now, there's just one, a yoga teacher with his girlfriend, and they're not really guests. They're, you know, like part of Chris's trip down at Power of Now Yoga, just waiting for it to be able to open. So anyway, so while I'm swimming, Bonnie just runs around and has fun. And then I get out, and I swim in my underwear because I wear this sort of, I don't wear boxer shorts anymore because my doctor told me to wear tighter type underwear that will help hold my hernia in. but this isn't like the really tight ones. They have really nice ones. They're a little bit like shorts. I mean, they come down a little tiny bit. So I get out and I just dry my face a little with my t-shirt, which is, I've turned inside out. So when I put it on, the cleaner part is Only the part that was on the outside is on my inside. I just use it to walk home, and then I get new clothes on. But anyway, I dry my face and my head with my T-shirt, and then I put my mask on. And and then I carry two plastic bags. And then I go around a lot, because on our afternoon walks is when Bondi likes to poop. And I don't want to leave any poop there. So I look around. I found it. I put it in the bag. So then we go up front. And Bondi is just absolutely enthralled with their carp. He has a pretty big pond up front with a fountain in the middle and carp and turtles. And it's right by the kitchen. And so Ingrid's the manager. She's from Java. She was in there. And she said, "Hey, does Bondi want this chicken bones?" I said, "Yeah, I never give her anything like that." She said, "Well, let me boil them." I mean, they had some meat on them and stuff. We don't, you know, we're vegetarians, and so we never have anything like that. But Bondi is not a vegetarian, and neither is Gucci. It's a little disturbing, but we live with it. You know, they're free to make their own choices. Yeah, right. So anyway, Bondi, we've only been coming a few times because Chris just recently said, "Why don't you bring your dog here?" Because I wasn't going there much because I only like to take one break in the afternoon, and I'd take it to Walker. And so it's just occasionally I'd go over there and swim like once a week. But now I can go a little more. He said, "Go on and bring her over, you know. There's no guests here. And if she poops somewhere, you know, you'll find it. And if you don't, we'll get it." I said, "All right." So, but mainly she's transfixed with the carp. Now, and that's cool because she just runs around the edge of the pool and looks at him. But she's been getting more and more transfixed by the carp. Now, Bondi is in voice control unless two things happen. One is she sees a cat who runs. If the cat doesn't run, she'll just look at it. Or she might come up toward it. She might start running toward it. If it doesn't move, she'll stop. She just wants to play chase after the cat, right? The other thing is ducks or chickens. Now, they are in danger with her. And, oh, God, we were walking. There's a big field near here where it's locked. The gate's locked from the street. I know how to get in from the back, but now the Petchalong, the neighborhood security, have told the guy in there not to let anybody come through. No reason at all. There's a giant, big, you know, forest in there, and it's got trails. It's wonderful. And there's no reason to cut that off. But anyway, he told me they didn't want anybody to come through there now. And there wasn't anybody. I don't think there was anybody but me doing it. But he's got ducks and chickens. And once I got too close to his place with Bondi off leash, because I'll take her off leash once we get a certain distance from them. And she ran in there. I went running after her. And by the time I got there, she was inside his fenced-in area, which is really easy to get in. It's not anything that's going to keep anybody or anything out. But she already had a duck neck in her mouth. And, man, I ran over there and got it out. Nobody was there then. I was so lucky. I mean, he's a really nice guy. He would have understood. Wonderful little family. It's like a Tobacco Road place. I mean, it's real shacks in this, like, jungly area. They and their friends are paid to, you know, keep it cut down enough in there. And they grow things. I go in there and get papaya leaves because, you know, just papaya leaf, not cooked or anything. Just wash it off and blend it and drink the juice. It's bitter. You just drink a little a day. And I do it about once a month. And that's a good place to get good papaya leaves. You get the small ones near the top of a young tree. But I think I mentioned this, that I was in there and I asked him if there was cobras, him and his wife, and they said, oh, yeah. So I'm really worried about Bondi finding a cobra. But anyway, so what I've seen is ducks and chickens, sheep and cats just erase any voice control. She's just possessed. If a cat that runs or ducks and chickens, that's it. There, she's gone. It's like I don't exist. Nothing, my sound, my voice does not exist. You know, I do, like our friend Lamont from Kuala Lumpur comes here and visits once a year, and we visited with her there, and she works in the Petronas Tower, you know, those famous, at one point they were the tallest buildings in the world, and when we were in KL, we usually get over there, the giant, giant malls inside there, really, really just endless, it's way beyond anything, I mean, the malls in Asia is, that's where it's at, man. It's a really big trip. And KL, you know, it's so hot there, and it gets, like, really smoky a lot from Indonesian burning. That's where lots of people go for recreation. I mean, they have ice skating rinks and all sorts of stuff. And there's all sort of new and shiny. You know, every possible type of store, you know, with every fancy thing and cheaper things. And All right. So anyway, Lai Moon, you know, I go walking with Bondi, and she said, your dog needs to go to obedience school. It's not following behind you properly. I said, no, I let her pull me along. It makes it easier. It's like almost as good as being on roller skates. Anyway, so Bondi's been looking at the carp, but she was still, if I'd say, okay, let's go to the pool, or let's go, she'd come with me. But something happened to her today. She got really, really possessed. And listen, Bondi, I've never seen Bondi swim. When she goes to the ocean, she loves to run into the water, but only enough to get up where her head's above it. And then she comes out, or, you know, if we're in the water, she'll get in there and wade in. But, you know, she doesn't feel real comfortable getting in deeper. She likes to have her feet touching. One time I saw her jump in a pond after some ducks, and, like, immediately she realized, hey, well, that was a couple of years ago. I don't know what I'm doing. What do you do if you can't put your feet down? You know, she desperately, you know, got out and gave up immediately. But today, she jumped in after the carp. And then I watched her swimming around. But she couldn't see the carp because she had to keep her head above, and she was just concentrating on swimming. And she was swimming. But then she didn't seem to be able to get out. So I'd call her, come here. And it's like if you're calling a blind person who's deaf in one ear, so they have no sense of direction. and it didn't work. I'd say, Bondi, come over here. I'll help you. And there are actually a couple of places where she could get out, where they have little steps. And then there's a thing in the middle with a little wall. There's a little circular wall around the fountain. And it's got a little entry area. And she got in that and swam. And then she had trouble getting out where you can get out, where there's an opening. So she tried to climb the wall. And that was it. She wouldn't leave the wall. And she was, like, desperately trying to climb the wall. And she wouldn't looking to the sides or anything. It was so I went in, and it was just like a little above my knees, and it's all right. So I went over there, I picked her up, and I put her back in the water. I said, swim right here. Just, you know, like 4 feet away, there was a little place with steps, and she swam over there, and then she goes to the right of it and is trying to get out on the wall. And it's like, I'm bonding at you. So then I put her on it, and she went out, and then she jumped back in. And then, like, she can't do anything. She can't jump back in because the carp are in there. But then once she gets in, all she can do is swim. So I walk over to the other side where I came from. And I said, come here. And it's like she swam. She doesn't pay any attention. She swam away from me. And she gets to the wall and she's trying to get out. And she can't get out. She can't get out. And I call, why don't you come over here? Just like nothing. It's. You know, my God. So I just went over there and grabbed, and Chris, who owns the place, was watching. He got a kick out of it. But I was just really astounded at, I mean, I hate to badmouth her, but she really seemed to be stupid. I'm sorry. But look, you know what? It's time that we hear from Mare Dharmayasa. And that's the end of today's Sonora Report. Let's give him a call, all right?
Yes, David, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
Can you talk?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, well, your name is Mare Dharmayasa.
Yeah, it's true. My name is Mare Dharmayasa.
And you are our agent, our visa agent.
Yeah, right.
And you've been very helpful to us and other people. You have an excellent reputation, and you're a very good, generous person, is what I've noticed, and a vegetarian.
Yes, thank you much. Bye-bye.
And also, you don't take sugar in your tea, which is unusual here.
it's different Balinese, you know.
Yeah.
I love the black coffee and black tea.
I want to talk to you about your past, but first I want to hear if you have anything to say. Just what's business like now with the virus here and everything shut down?
Our business now is very, very slow now, just because the corona, everything is on. I will try to survive my life. Keep going. Yes. Nobody knows what's happened tomorrow, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are there any special problems people have who are here or who are customers of yours trying to get in or get out or whatever that talk to you?
No, just a lot of our clients still in Bali.
Yeah.
I nearly every day he asked me when the news from immigration, but I don't know. I just tell, I check every day to immigration about the news, when I'm going out or at the roll or so, but still waiting from immigration.
Is it open now?
It's open, but not doing anything.
Go on.
I just immigration often, but not. I can't put application because must waiting the new system from Jakarta.
Oh.
When I put the new system, and then the open everything.
So people aren't able to extend their visas or anything now.
true, yeah. Yeah, if even I can't make like the new guitars in because Jakarta still closed or so, I can't do anything. Just wait and see in the office.
Are they going to be fining people who can't do anything or thus overstaying?
No overstay.
There's no overstay now.
No, but I still have the, like emergency. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust them, you know, not to take advantage of it to find people. But what about people who don't have an agent or don't realize what's happening? Can't they be fined?
No, same.
Oh, really?
I get the same role. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
All people still in Bali, all people get like emergency visa, you know.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, your family, you've adopted some children. How big's your family?
I have two sons and one is my daughter. I've been adoption 2.5 years.
Uh-huh.
And my family had a big family, around like 17 family. It's big family, around like nearly like, if all my cousins like that, one family, nearly like more like 80 people.
Mm-hmm. And where are you from originally?
Tabanan Regency, around like 1 hour from San Noro.
Yeah, famous for rice fields.
Yeah, and also have the beside next door my house have butterfly park.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love to go to
It's beautiful, park. Yeah. It's cool also.
Yeah. You need to go there early in the day though to see a lot of butterflies. If you go in the middle of the heat, there you won't see so many. They're, you know, not flying around. But I always try to go there.
Yeah.
And of course.
But for now, I'm sorry.
Go on.
For now, there's like still the butterfly still close because no gas there.
Oh, yeah. But they have to be taking care of the butterflies.
It's true, Just waiting the all the new system.
Yeah. I'd like to hear about, sort of the story of your life. Would you mind telling that?
All right. It's my life. Before, I'm vegetarian.
Uh-huh.
I like brown and also the little bit I've been going to until drink the heroin, smoking, everything.
Uh-huh.
And then pass from senior high school, I'm going to running from house because my parent doesn't want to put me in the universitas and running around 6 months, not going home.
Uh-huh.
And then get job in Ubud to be like gardener, first gardener.
Oh, you were a gardener in Ubud?
First time, after the graduate from senior high school. I worked there for 6 months.
Now, you were talking about being involved with drugs.
Yes, true, yeah. Before, a long time, yeah.
Starting at what age?
25 years old, I started as a drug. Around like 3 years, I've been have drug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, usually I buy in sandal before, I buy the marijuana, and then every week, I'm going to like Adro Cafe with my friend. And then after I'm moving to work in the Nusa Dua Beach Hotel, I drink the drug. And then I find to be vegetarian after the lecture in hotel about life. And at this 20 years ago, I decided to be vegetarian.
I want to ask you something else about the drug thing. You know, I've been around a lot of that myself. You know, marijuana is legal where I come from
True.
In America, and people can use marijuana and, you know, just lead normal lives, and it's there's fewer problems associated with it than with alcohol, for sure. Were you involved with harder drugs like heroin? Didn't you mention that?
Yes, sometimes I use it every month. I get like people give me like a little bit marijuana and also heroin before. And I also have I have a strong commitment what I want like that. Sometimes, you know, I just after just say I don't want like with the drug, I stop one day.
Yeah.
And next day I don't want. Yeah, I don't want to use it again. Even like I'm vegetarian.
Yeah, what about alcohol?
Same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one night after the story after the have the New Year's, this is the story New Year's, I have party with all our friends in hotel.
Yeah.
With the young girl.
Yeah.
And after the drink the like what's the name, the harak.
Oh yeah, harak.
With kontru. Harak with kontru together. Egg bottle. And one our friend have coma in hotel, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. And after that, in next morning, I decided to stop drinking.
Yeah. How old were you then?
Because 27 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then because I don't want like my parents now, what I'm doing outside, because if I'm going home, I never drinking, I never smoking. To be like, it's very calm at home. Never doing anything, just at home. If going home.
Now, say that again.
All right. If I'm going home.
Yeah.
And I never smoking, I never drinking.
Oh, I see.
In front of my parents.
Oh, yeah, of course. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want after my friend is in hospital.
Yeah.
I decide to stop drinking because I don't want my friend get shocked. I'm always drinking outside. You know?
Yeah. So first, at some point, because your friend had a terrible reaction to the locally made arak. You decided to quit drinking completely.
Yes, true, yeah.
At 27, that's really young. Good for you. God, I didn't stop drinking till I was 59.
Even the, I stopped, the, this all I stopped, like smoking bit by bit, but drinking I stopped. So the next day I stopped the drinking.
Yeah.
And the smoking, I just stopped slowly.
Yeah.
Especially. And then after I'm 28, I start to be vegetarian.
Yeah, you've been a vegetarian since you were 28. How old are you now?
Yeah, true.
48. Well, God, good for you. Congratulations.
In October. After that, 2 years ago, I find my I have problem with my heart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I never going to doctor again. I just leave it like that.
Yeah. So, when you say you're a vegetarian, do you still eat eggs?
Yeah. No, nothing.
What about dairy products?
People still there for that.
Yeah. So.
But for now, they said already 5 years vegan. I complete without dairy product.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah.
So.
I love meditation every day, every night. Yeah, nearly sometimes 12 o'clock. Yeah, I sleep nearly 5 hours a day.
Did you say 5 hours?
Yeah. Sometimes maximum 6 hours every day of sleeping. Yeah.
So you said now, when you were a teenager, you left home because your parents wanted you to go to the university and you didn't want to go, so you ran away.
True. Yeah, because my parents doesn't want to give me put me in universitas.
Yeah.
And then I'm run away, you know, and then I find a job. Yeah, nearly 6 months I never going home. But my parents never worry about me, you know.
Uh-huh.
Never ask me.
And you were working as a gardener in Ubud?
True, yeah. First gardener, after 6 months, I had to be promoted to be like housekeeping and front office, pool cleaner, bartender, and I work in Lippo Bank. I've been there, Lippo Bank.
What's that?
Lippo Bank, in bank. I work in bank.
Oh, in bank. Bank, yeah.
Yeah, banking, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What did you do? How old were you when you went to work for a bank?
I think 23, I think, 23.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a lot of friends like that to ask me. Yeah, always I work always maximum 2 years. After 2 years, always moving. Because I work always, I just see the always boring every day, the same job, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so and, what was next?
Yeah. After that, I decided I have one client from America asked me for like, take his dog every day.
Uh-huh.
Going around like that, other dog walking like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning, 1 hour, afternoon, 1 hour, he give me every hour like 25,000 rupiah.
Mm-hmm.
Two years ago, 20 years ago, starting.
How much was 20 years ago? That was worth more than it is now.
True, yeah. I get job this one. Every day, I use 1 hour. Sometimes I cleaning the house, nice lady.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours, 9 hours every week. I get also the five every hours 25,000. Sometimes a whiting dog also one day, it give me like 200,000 for one day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty good.
Yeah, every year I get like free ticket going around, going to Australia. I've been there for 2 months.
How come you got a free ticket to go to Australia?
I have also a lot of clients, because usually I take our client and therefore charge the money after him. How much give me money for like touring going to Bali, you know?
People flew you to Australia before you were an agent, when you were just helping them with their house.
Yes, the cleaning, after the cleaning house, everything. Also, I have always different job every week, you know. Sometimes I have to be like guiding. If people ask me to tour traveling, I take to tour traveling. I've been looking at a ticket going to Thailand, Brunei.
Really?
Yeah. It's good to get free, you know.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Most people, you're pretty smart, because most people don't figure out how to go that many places.
Yeah, I try like to be like, I like money, you know, but money is almost second, you know.
Uh-huh.
I like the, to be friend. I just help. If can help, I will help. This is my job.
Yeah.
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 So, you at some point you went to and were working in Jakarta, weren't you?
Yeah, I've been trying job. I like try find job in Jakarta. I stay in Jakarta nearly like 3 months.
Uh-huh.
And then I get robbed then from the agency around like $2,500.
You were robbed of $2,500. How long ago was that?
I'm still 24 years old. 24.
Oh, you were
young. 24 years old. Yeah, still young. We'll try going to America before. I have dream. I stay in the, work in America.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and then somebody give me the agency. Just pay there like $2,500. You can going to America. But after stay there in 3 months in Jakarta, the agency run and the money gone.
Oh.
Yeah. But still. Back to Bali. I always try. I've been going to Surabaya also.
Yeah.
Try going to America, but still story. After they send money, the office is closed. Yeah.
How much did you lose that time?
In Surabaya, I lose $1,500.
That's horrible. That's an enormous amount of money here.
Yeah, before, yeah. And this, I'm thinking maybe not lucky. I work going out, you know. And then after that, I decided to try to like, make the small business in Bali, you know.
And so when you say a small business, you mean a travel business?
Yeah, enough to time, you know, or get robbed from somebody with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So how long ago did you get into the... Being the business you started was helping people get visas, becoming a visa agent.
Yeah, this they are doing this in already like 12 years.
12 years ago.
Yeah, 12 years ago. Yeah, starting. I do it one by one. Yeah. Yeah, I like this job. You know.
Yeah.
Because I just see a lot clients talk with the client. Some angry with me, some love with me. Yet I'm just in middle, you know.
Uh-huh.
I just smile. Even our client angry with me, I'm still smile. You know, I can't do anything. I try the best, but sometimes, you know, miscommunication.
Yeah. Well, you know, we met you when we were having a pretty serious problem, and you were very helpful with us, the person who had cheated us ended up cheating you because of your your soft heart. I couldn't believe that a local person like you would be cheated by her too.
We are trying, you know, believe with somebody, you know. Maybe I'm just sometimes thinking maybe change the mind sometime, you know. Not always bad people, but sometimes can be again good people, you know.
Yeah.
But still, I could, not change it.
Yeah, she still owes us $18 million. that ended up costing us about $10,000, really.
But always get karma, you know, but. Always get karma, like money like this, always quick gone.
Yeah.
Can't be like, the money like can't make sleep, you know, because every day still remember me, remember you.
Yeah.
And then if she in the street sometimes, oh, but this and that is present and run, you know. Yeah, it's life sometimes, even worse sometimes, make this good story, you know.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. Just part this one, you know, don't put all, sometimes make honest sometimes difficult, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I have a really good friend, Bali Bill. He's been here since 1971, and he's been an advisor to the president of Indonesia. And he wanted to take me to there's a corruption department. He wanted to take me there and deal with it. He was really outraged. And I said, I won't do it. That could just get us in more trouble. And he thought about it. He said, well, maybe you're right.
Yes.
Most people I know who have been here a long time have been cheated.
Yeah.
You know, some of them multiple times. And especially the ones in business.
Yes, true, yeah. Even like you, I just see that I'm Balinese. Now with Balinese, the same. Before, I have a lot of friends come to our office, you know.
Mm-hmm.
After I make business with him, after I get money and run away. I never come to our office again. It's funny. I will try help, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, after that, other one make the, like, cooperate with friend, making business like that. I think it's better just independent, you know.
Chris, who owns Power of Now Yoga and the Colonial House here, are you familiar with him?
Yeah. Chris, yeah.
He's done a lot of business here, and he's been here since the 70s. And he said, you know, eventually you find trustworthy people, people you can trust. And now he has a lawyer he can trust. He has people he deals with he can trust. He said, but he lost money, serious money, a few times before he found the people he could deal with.
Yeah, true, yeah. Life must always learn, right?
Yeah.
Never stop. Yeah, never stop, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have two children from you and your wife?
Yeah, true. And then have one... Yeah, adoption from, yeah, it's my daughter from adoption.
Well, why did you adopt a child?
I've been talking with my wife. I want like another daughter, girl.
Yeah.
We have tried from before, try adoption with somebody else, but never success.
Yeah.
Also, I have like charity every month. I send money to his family for the school, his brother. And then suddenly his mother is get pregnant, you know. Usually I send money to the north of Bali for the school, his family.
What, up in Singaraja or where?
Kintamani.
Kintamani. Oh, yeah. The coldest place.
Yeah. Kintamani. Yeah. Yeah, true. I send money every month for the school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I see the family already have three kids. And then after that, his parent is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then after 6 months, all family come to my house, ask me, do you want adoption the baby? I always say yes. I never say no. Because give me like... And yeah, after 7 months, I took his mother. I put in going to hospital to check the baby.
Mm-hmm.
I find a girl, and his mother stay in my house until he's born the baby.
Mm-hmm.
After when the born his baby, I find his mother have the cancer.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, I just put in the hospital everything. permit is healthy. Mm-hmm. I pay everything. And I partner with my wife because I spend a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 And then I just tell her, is money not important? What happened if his mother died and ask me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, you know, yeah, some people always think about money and not about his life, you know. But I know his character.
Yes, yeah. Did the mother die?
No, still alive now. It's healthy now.
But you adopt her daughter?
Yeah.
And does she ever come visit her daughter?
No, never be now. After 3 months, the ceremony,
uh-huh,
never comes to my house. But I still send the money every month going to the kinder money for the school.
Yeah.
Sometimes I say,
you send money to a school in kinder money.
To his parents for the going to school.
Uh-huh. Oh, you send it to a family so they're... children can go to school.
True, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Like one family you send it to, or?
One family, yeah, one family.
Uh-huh. And how did you choose that family?
The story, like, I know his family after first time have baby.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And get operation because I just seen the stay in Koskosan without money anything, and then I see the young daughter is get sick and they put hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I take him to hospital for operation.
Mm.
This start to be like I try help his family.
Mm.
Also have the big the foundation in Bali with all our friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes I put donation to like the Karang Asam everywhere in Indonesia.
Oh, wow.
Now I have the honor like association. Send with our friends, bring the sometimes food going around. Yeah. I have also association about like donation. Nearly like 200 people, our friend, put money together and then send somewhere like that, yeah.
Well, Katrinka with BIWA, Bali International Women's Association, has been to villages, especially in the west of Bali. No, in the east of Bali.
Oh, it's true, yeah.
Are very, very poor. And she said they were in one where people were basically living in muddy ground, you know, wet ground, and just very primitive and very poor, and you know, no medical care, no dental care, and no education, just really separated. I'm sure it's not that bad, but that's the impression I got.
So yeah, it's a lot there, not so lucky like in Pasar. Even the opponent there, you could usually every month I go in there, see the another opponent for bring the food like that, with the opponent is very poor, you know. For my life, always I try like keep going, even have like the big issue about corona, and never worry about corona because the corona is also created from the God.
Uh-huh.
The God always have reason why the corona is born. Yeah, we are the human, part of the God. Yeah, just try accept the situation. Just make happy, not cry, you know.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think what you do, what you have is a healthy combination of accepting the situation, but then doing what you can to make it better.
True, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
True.
Well, you're a bodhisattva.
Thank you. We are trying. Yeah, we are trying always the best for our friend or our human in the world, you know.
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate you and what you've done for us and what you do for others.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And I will be seeing you before long. I walk by your office sometimes.
No problem. Yeah, take care. Yeah, but when is Ibu coming to Bali? Huh?
Well, maybe July 15th. She thinks she might be able to fly to Jakarta.
Yeah, I hope, yeah.
Yeah. She's been gone over 3 months, but she's with her grandchildren and her son and his wife. But she wants to come back.
I miss you, huh?
Yeah, well, we miss each other.
It's true, yeah. Yeah, it's true, yeah. You must try to see your benefit as well. You will help the people, you know. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. Good luck to you and good luck to all of us. And bless you for all the good things you do.
You are come. Take care.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you very much, Made. He's got a real strong right livelihood thing going there. Good guy. So before we sign off, I'm going to do the weekly song. And I put on this song, Been So Long, or whatever I called it, I can't remember, that I did for Katrinka recently. A little bluesy. And this is one I did for her a few years ago when she was gone for the customary month or so, right? And she was with her son and his family in Oregon then. So I sent her this as a little gift, and I said, Katrinka, there's a gift for you, but it was sort of hidden. I mean, she was out looking places for it. I said, no, where would it be? Well, anyway, I just posted it, and she would have had to figure out where. So finally, anyway, I tortured her, and she found it. And it was a video. So you can see the video of this at YouTube under David Rich Chadwick, R-E-I-C-H, in the song playlist. And it's called Thinking of You. Or you can go to diffusermusic.com and on the homepage, just hit song pages. Because that's featured songs, where each song has a page. I have many, 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 many songs. So they're just linked. There's audio there for about 1,100 of them, more than that. Many, many more that I just are just lost and or I just have, you know, the words do or something. But the ones with song pages are mainly I've done that since I've been here and wanted to have a page you could go to and read the lyrics and click to hear the song. And in some cases, I'm very, very, very few cases see a video. So I made this video, you know, just with pictures. They were all pictures that she had sent to me, except for one with me having lunch with Peter Zipser, dear Peter Zipser, who's one of Richard Baker's students in Germany. And he and his wife, Evelyn, have lived here, had lived here for, oh, I don't know, started about 15 years ago. But Peter died in a motorcycle accident, motor scooter accident. I don't know, big motor scooter. Maybe they're motorcycles. I don't know. They don't have really big, they don't have a lot of really big motorcycles here. They're mainly fairly small. And so they're small motorcycles or big motor scooters. I don't know what to call them. He died. He got hit by a truck and back about a year and a half ago, very sad. And I went up north and went to his cremation. And Evelyn is still here in their villa up north. And she's been ordained as a priest in Richard Baker's lineage. But she stays here most of the time. She goes there to Johannesov. So anyway, the only picture that wasn't one that Katrinka sent me was one with him and me, you know. So they're mainly pictures of her family, but some of hers. There's a picture of where we used to live and the pool that we could walk over to in the adjoining hotel. But they go by pretty quick. Anyway, it's called Thinking of You. You can hear it. The video is pretty cool. Okay. So, yes, indeed, once again, Katrinka, I am thinking of you here in Bali and waiting for you to come back. So, this has been another episode of Life in Bali. Thank you for joining us. You know, we always appreciate people going and checking out the donation page. There's a link to it near the top and near the bottom of the homepage of Cuke.com and on the Cuke Audio Podbean page. And from there, one can send a check, PayPal, or become a PayPal subscriber for as little as $1 a month. And it's easy to do, and it's a refreshing experience. So, this is DC with Doggett Bandita, the naughty and a little bit dense one, but sort of silly most of the times. And Feline Cuchita, who's not silly, she's rather formidable. With our creaky chair and sleepy Sonor, but without dear lovely Katrinka. Wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.